Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's our town of the week, Eagle River, Wisconsin. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Says, hopefully Kate and Will are just going to have the one. It's Michael Feldman.
So how far did you get on that catheter?
Not far.
Huh? I had to go empty mine, so I... All right, well, anyhow, each week at this time, we read actual memos. Don't we?
We do.
Where are they then?
Sent in by actual listeners.
Yes. Good point. Not all memos, of course. Let's see. This is more of a notice stuck up on something here. It's Michael. I confess I was in a hurry and bypassed the busy men's room and ended up in the ladies' room. While doing God's work, I peeled off this memo from the toilet paper dispenser. Seriously, just for you, Mike Barrett. It says, appears to be legitimate. Help us save the environment. Use both sides of the tissue. Okay.
I'm confused. He was doing God's work in the ladies' room?
Yes. Where else would you do it? Okay. Oh, this gentleman was on the show last week on the quiz. I remember he called in and he was making dinner. He's making some stew, I believe, chili, and he was going to bake a pie, and we voted on what pie he should make. He said apple pie, or he was going to make a cherry blueberry pie. Overwhelmingly, we said cherry blueberry, and he says he made it. I just want to say thanks for choosing me to play the quiz. I had a great time. It was good talking to you, and the cherry blueberry pie came out pretty darn good, if I say so myself. And that's from Michael with an N. Let's hear it. Cherry blueberry. And he's there. He's in Vermont, so the blueberries were fresh and everything. All right. Then we got this. Is also not a memo. What is it, though? They celebrate birthdays differently in Florida, apparently. Noble's birthday party, 2013, in the Student Language Activities Building, 6 to 7 cocktail reception, 7 to 8:30 p.m. dinner and dancing and presents, 8:30 to who knows when, cornhole, dancing, and beer pong. Okay, so it's all cornhole and beer pong.
That's bags, you know what that is, right?
Huh?
Cornhole, is that you throw those bags?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I knew that.
Yeah.
Here's the actual memo, though, sent in by an actual listener, and it reads as follows. This memo was sent to staff here at work with the subject line, refrigerator etiquette. If you have been drinking out of a container that looks like the attached photo, between the hours of 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., please stop. This is a special drink I make in the mornings for myself. However, since for the second day in a row you have enjoyed half of my drink, I will be more than happy to provide you with the recipe. Be forewarned, I have been researching urine therapy, and you may become a beneficiary of its many benefits. So thank you very much for that memo, and probably very effective, I would think, to stop that sort of behavior. Yes.
If people have memos they would like to share, they can send them
Where
to...
Where can they send them if they have those memos?
Well, if they have memos that they would like to share,
I know.
They can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there, where, of course, they will also find ticket information for Madison shows and other kinds of shows.
Do you find the tops of your knees tan unevenly?
Yes, I do.
With the rest
yeah.
of you?
Yeah, yeah. It's. I think it's something to do with the distress under which my jeans...
Under a lot of distress.
Yeah.
Very nice, though.
Yeah.